Unit 8. Leonardo DiCaprio speaking at the United Nations Climate Summit.
Please welcome newly appointed United Nations Messenger of Peace, Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished guests. I'm honored to be here today. I stand before you not as an expert, but as a concerned citizen, one of the billions of people around the world who want to solve our climate crisis. As an actor, I pretend for a living. I play fictitious characters, often solving fictitious problems. I believe that mankind has looked at climate change in that same way, as if it were fiction, as if pretending the climate change wasn't real would somehow make it go away. But I think we all know better than that now. Every week, we're seeing new and undeniable climate events, evidence that accelerated climate change is here right now. Droughts are intensifying. We are seeing extreme weather events and the West Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets melting at rates never seen before, decades ahead of scientific projections. None of this is rhetoric, and none of it is hysteria. It is fact. The scientific community knows it. Industry knows it. Governments know it. Even the United States military knows it. A U.S. Navy chief once said that climate change is our single greatest security threat. My friends, the United Nations, perhaps more than any other gathering in human history, now face this difficult but achievable task. You can make history, or the shame is on you. To be clear, this is not about just telling people to change their light bulbs to energy-efficient ones, or to buy a hybrid or electric car. This disaster has grown beyond the choices that individuals make. This is now about our industries and governments around the world taking decisive, large-scale action. Now must be our moment for action. We need to put a price tag on carbon emissions and eliminate financial government support for all oil, coal, and gas companies. We need to end the free ride that industrial polluters have been given in the name of a free market economy. They do not deserve our tax dollars. The economy itself will die if our ecosystems collapse. The good news is that renewable energy is not only achievable, but good economic policy. However, this is not a political debate. It is a human one. Clean air and a livable climate are human rights. As I said, solving this crisis is not a question of politics. It is a question of our own survival. This is the most urgent of times and the most urgent of messages. Honored delegates, leaders of the world, now it is your turn. The time to answer humankind's greatest challenge is now. We beg of you to face it with courage and honesty. Thank you.